I first met Laura Bonnell through the Citizens Police Academy that we host at the Royal Oak Police Department once a year. And as a resident, she had brought up the fact that she has founded this foundation, the Bonnell Foundation, for cystic fibrosis. And as we got to know each other, she actually asked about seeing if the Royal Oak would participate a couple players to do a celebrity softball game. I said, a couple players? We'll give you a whole team. And once you meet Laura, as you know, there's no saying no to her. She's committed 100%. So we have our team flowing with it. It sounds like it's a great, fun charity event hosted here right in Royal Oak at the Memorial Field at 13 Woodward. And we're looking to raise some good funds for the foundation and also to kick some butt against the media team. So
yeah, and, you know, those are fighting words because I'm on the other team. So, hey, so COVID-19, I mean, it's a global pandemic. This is something none of us have lived through. Giving is needed more than ever. Talk to me about how every little bit counts. I know that sounds cliche, but in your expertise, how could you emphasize that?
Sure. With the unfortunate pandemic that's going on with the coronavirus, a lot of the charities are suffering. So the positive aspect is, especially with the city of Royal Oak and the surrounding areas, people are just looking to give and without actually being present. So you can't volunteer your time, but you can volunteer any financial money that you could possibly get. So we're looking for people just to, so that we can raise some good money here. We're looking at matching. We have a donor that's going to match up to $2,000. So we're looking for people just to give a little bit if they can. And if they can't, we hope at the time when the event comes into play, July 26th, that perhaps they can show up and root for whatever team they wish to root for. We're hoping for law enforcement, but if they want to root for the media, we'll give them that as much. But looking at times like this, this is what we can do, whatever little that we can participate. We're hoping that people come together, and I'm optimistic, as I said. So I think we can make this happen for a great foundation as the Bonnell Foundation. And Laura's committed not only with her daughters having it, but with helping everybody. And this assists people with financial difficulties, with medical and academic scholarships. They do such a great, great thing for the world and for this disorder, cystic fibrosis.
You mentioned you're an optimistic person. Talk about why optimism is maybe something that's essential during this time.
Yeah, even in our own neighborhood ourselves, our neighbors all come together. We have some elderly neighbors. We have some neighbors who are not in the best health. So we're all taking care of each other. Right now, our group alone, we look out after each other. If somebody needs something for the store, one person's going. And that is something that's important to me, not only as a family man, but as a resident of Royal Oak and as a law enforcement person, to see that the community and the society taking care of each other and helping, you know, out everybody as much as you can and possibly can. If you can't help out, then you can give. And that's what we're doing with everybody. And that is what we need at a time like this that the world has never seen, and at least our generation has never seen. And this is something that, you know, we're striving to push for, to make sure everybody remains positive and optimistic and healthy, for that matter.
To help out, you can visit the BonnellFoundation.org. The celebrity softball game is July the 26th, and with all due respect, Lieutenant Carter, you're going down.
All right, that's a match. Okay, first we're going to raise more funds than the media, so we're going to beat you that way, and then we're going to beat you at the softball game. Rest assured, off a great cause with the Bonnell Foundation, for sure.